Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. In the 1999 movie The Matrix, the protagonist finds out that the world he inhabits is only a trick of his imagination. Reality, he is told, is composed of an alternate dimension of which he is entirely unaware. While the movie is science fiction, it is not far removed from the worldview of a little-known tribe of South America. The Shuar, who live in the Ecuadorian highlands, believe that the physical world they experience is actually a false image of reality. To most Shuar, the real world consists of normally invisible forces and beings that can only be seen through the aid of hallucinogens. Thus, throughout their life, tribe members administer to each other certain naturally grown substances to gain access to a world of souls and spirits. These spirits, they believe, are responsible for particular human behavior traits and natural phenomena. The spirit Nunjui, for example, is a kind of earth mother who pushes the crops up through the ground every season. It is she who determines the success or failure of harvests. The spirit force known as Arutam gives people the desire to kill. If a murder is committed, it is often attributed to the excessive influence of Arutam. Hallucinogens are administered to Shuar babies days after birth, so they too may begin to understand this real world. Even hunting dogs are fed their own special drugs. The resulting visions, to all Shuar, are a clear indication of something very real to them, a spiritual world that determines their future. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. The program is written by Dr. Robert Leonard and Anton Daughters.